I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He knows his fabrics, and her booty hole came apart at the seams. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Ashley Darby and Andre Leon Talley now. Candy apples. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home. I'm Andy Cohen on Potomac night, getting ready to get as lit as the fire pit that Monique would not stop talking about tonight. Please welcome my guest. Say hi to Real Housewife of Potomac, Ashley Darby. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. You look beautiful. And he is the former editor-at-large of Vogue magazine and one of the fashion world's brightest gems. His new memoir, The Chiffon Trenches, was my favorite read this summer. It is our pal, Andre Leon Talley. Hey, Andre.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. How are you, Andy?
I'm great. You got a Karl Lagerfeld fan there. I love it.
That's right. It was his last party in New York. It's from his last party in the Boom Boom Room. Last time.
Oh my God, I love
it. Wow.
Ashley, before we get into tonight's episode, I have to congratulate you and Michael on your pregnancy. I'm so happy for both of you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited. Oh, this is just the best miracle.
What a wild time, you know, coming off of tonight's episode for you to be announcing that you're pregnant with number two, huh?
Yes, yes, indeed. But God works in mysterious ways.
God does, and God also has put the two of you together on this show in the past. You two were on the show together before, so I love it. And back when Andre was on the show back in 2014, I convinced him to conceal a remote control car under his caftan for a very stupid game called What's Under That Caftan? Well, tonight I want to see what personal memorabilia he's hidden in his home. So, Andre Leon Talley, it is time for you to open your vault. What did you bring to show us tonight?
This is one of my favorite mementos. You see, it's a little Buddha-esque from Thailand. And it was brought to me by a dear friend, Lee Radziwill, who passed away last year in February, the same just before Karl Lagerfeld did. And she went all the way to Thailand, and this is what she bought me. And I treasured it so much because we were dear friends. You notice I dedicated my book to her. And this is her. This is one of the great things she gave to me. And although it's just something she found in like a souk or something, it just reflects her friendship. She thought of me and she saw this and she brought it to me all the way from Bangkok. And then I have this, wait, I'm gonna do something big, wait. This is me in a portrait by, yeah. This was recently painted by a dear friend of mine, Kim Colemore from Illinois. She's a housewife, actually with three beautiful daughters, married to a beautiful man named Michael Moore, and she paints. And she sent me this on email and she says, do you like this? I said, it's amazing. Her daughters could say I am her muse. I have many paintings by her. And this is inspired by Sargent, a painting by Sargent.
I love it. God, Andre's vault is so good. And by the way, Andre's book is even better. On tonight's Potomac, Candace dropped some bombshell allegations against Michael. But since I'm joined by the bombshell, who he calls his wife, I have a round of questions for you, Ashley. What was honestly going through your head when Candace and Giselle broke the news to you? You seemed very calm.
Well, I initially thought that meeting was to plan Monique's birthday party. So it was really out of left field altogether. But considering the source of where the information was coming from and our history, I was taking it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you were surprised it came from Candace. Now that you've gotten to actually watch it unfold, how do you feel about the way Candace handled it? Did she have your best interests at heart?
In hindsight, I would have appreciated if she approached me with the information prior to going to Giselle, considering the fact that we were rebuilding our friendship. But ultimately, she didn't seem shady. She wasn't catty. And I think she approached it in the right way, finally.
Candace did not reveal her source on camera. Do you know who it was and consider the person credible?
I personally think that Candace got this from someone on social media and then it translated to a text message because as this story unfolds, she gives more information about how she knows this person and it's just a little far-fetched for me.
When you confronted Michael, he admitted to being at the strip club. Did he come clean right away or did the photo inspire his confession?
Well, I actually saw the photo before I even saw Michael when we came back from the lake house. Because when I came home, Michael was at the Caps game, at a hockey game. And when he came home, I had already seen it. And I was like, you know, he had already given me a little buildup that he had something to tell me when I was driving back from the lake house. And then it all erupted, obviously, when he came through that door.
Have you been reading texts, checking emails, and sniffing underwear through your whole relationship with Michael? Does he know that you do all that?
No, really that paramounted. When I was pregnant, I was super sensitive. I was very jealous. I had this really keen sense of smell where I could smell absolutely anything from like a mile away. So I was a little more insecure during my pregnancy.
Now that you're pregnant again, is there any part of you that's worried that this will happen again?
You know, I'd be lying if I said that I didn't have a little bit of something in the back of my mind. But Michael has been just the most supportive husband over these last few months. He's really gone out of his way to show me that he's remorseful and that he wants to rebuild our marriage and, you know, just rebuild our trust.
Okay. Thank you, Ashley. A lot more to come on this topic. Even though Andre's book literally has a fabric in its title, it's filled with the naked truth about his life experiences. I want to get into some of his revelations with Chiffon, Your Mark, Get Set, Dish. Okay. Andre, when working on Madonna's first Vogue cover in 1989, she introduced herself to you by asking if you wanted a blowjob. What was your impression of her that day?
Well, I was totally impressed with Madonna. I'd flown in from Paris with a trunk load of couture clothes. I walk in and she comes in and she looks at me and it's just two of us in a dressing room. Do you want a blowjob? And I had to just go chill. I went into like iceberg formation. Iceberg because I'm representing Vogue. And I thought, And I said, oh, no, thank you. And then I thought about it and maybe she was setting me up. She was setting me up. Or she was really being serious, but I think she was setting me up to go like, oh, girl, what are you talking about?
On a scale from 1 to 10, how freaked out were you when you accidentally spilled red wine into Princess Diana's lap?
10. 10 plus 20. I thought
and she reacted very well, right? She was very cool
was
about it, right?
Very cool about it. She took a napkin and just wiped it off her skirt and said, this is nothing. I thought that I would never be invited anywhere again.
You wrote that Halston used to have you over for dinner where dessert would just be a small mountain of cocaine. Who was the most indulgent at dessert time?
Oh, well, easily Victor Hugo. The lover of Halston, the deceased okay. lover of Victor Hugo, a former escort person.
Okay. You know, you've described your book as a love letter to Anna Wintour, but you also said she is, quote, not capable of simple human kindness. I know you sent her the galley you were telling me before the show, and she has read it. You said there were a few things she wanted out of the book. What did she want out of the book, and how's your relationship now?
She wanted out of the book that she was no longer with her ex-boyfriend, Shelby Bryan, out. She wanted out any references to her daughter's wedding, because it was a private affair, out. And anything that had to do with her family, out. And I thought after she read the galley, I would have heard from her, but I have not. And since the book has been printed, I've never heard from her. And I can only hope, as this is an epistle, all of her friends, by the way, adore the book. Dionne von Furstenberg supports the book. Dionne von Furstenberg, you know, and she's a friend of yours. She loves the book. Annette De La Renta adores the book. So there's no reason for her not to see that this is an epistle of love.
You speak a lot about the impact that Diana Vreeland had on your career and life. If you had to pinpoint the biggest lesson you learned from her, what would it be?
Be bold and be super confident and shoulders forward, thrust and breathe and just be bold, be what you believe, say what you believe, and someone will listen to you. Just go for it.
All right. Well, you clearly have taken that advice. Thank you, Andre. We got some viewer questions here. Cassandra H. wants to know, Ashley, did you accept Wendy's Twitter apology after she lashed out at you on last week's episode?
Yes. Ultimately, I accepted Wendy's apology because I knew she was coming from a place of hurt and projecting onto me. But ultimately, I just hope that everybody involved, including the viewers, learned that mom shaming is just never cool.
Andre, Judy S. from Portland said, do you wish you could turn back time on your relationship with Melania Trump? The book Melania and Me describes you as her Svengali.
No, I do not wish I could turn back time. Hell no.
Were you Melania Trump's Svengali?
No. I was assigned to go with her to Paris by Vogue to select her wedding gown and wedding trousseau. And we were friends for a while. Yes, I went to dinner at the Trumps with Bette Midler. We went to the Gilded Palace up there in the tower on Fifth Avenue. I went only once for dinner. And Melania, no. No, no, lady, no.
All right. The Potomac women always turn a look, even at a secluded lake house, but I want to know which of the ladies' ensembles make waves with my guests. It's time for Clack or Whack. Guys, grab your fans. I'm going to roll through some Potomac looks. If you're into them, clack your fan. Okay. So clack or whack, Candace's diamond and denim and diamonds outfit. What do we think? You guys like it?
I do, yes. Danny, I like
Andre?
It.
Andre?
I like it. I think it's very modern. Okay. It's very cool. The above the thigh boots are great.
Clack or whack, Karen's tangerine dream confessional with short pussycat wig. Clack or whack?
Whack!
No, whack. I love it.
Okay,
I don't know.
Ashley loves it.
I do not
it.
Love it.
Clack or whack, Monique's black lacy top and afro puffs.
Oh, the puffs do it for me, yes!
Clack, 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 clack.
Okay, clack or whack, Ashley in bright neon yellow and matching neon pink earrings.
Whack.
He gave you whack, Ashley. Clack or whack, Giselle's diamond-studded jumpsuit.
Whack.
That's a jumpsuit. Whack, okay?
Whack.
I like it. I like the beads on the boobs.
Okay, clack or whack, Robin's diamond tights and tiny tuxedo jacket.
Clack. Clack. Very good.
I like the tights. I like the tights.
I do too. I love
okay.
the tights.
Okay. Two more. Clack or whack, Wendy's asymmetrical 80s glam.
Whack, whack. Wendy.
Whack.
Whack out. Okay, whack out. Whack up. Out. Whack out.
Karen's Pepto-Bismol pink Beyonce-inspired number.
I like bubblegum Beyonce.
Andre?
Wacky, wacky, whack. Oh,
wacky. All right. Thank you very much for playing Clack or Whack, a Clubhouse favorite. Ashley, Kathy Kay once said, do you think the reason Candace is jealous of you and now even more is that you're a mom and that's why she's not nice to you?
Oh, Lordy. Well, I don't want to think that's the reason that Candace has an issue with me. Honestly, I really don't understand why Candace and I are like oil and water and just can't seem to mix.
Cinderella wants to know, Ashley, is your booty hole healed up?
Woo, honey. Yes, yes. Finally, it is healed and probably, you know, going to happen again. I know,
it's
Andre,
a long story,
you know, childbirth
Andre.
Is traumatic. Yes.
Andre, it's a long story. Okay, I wouldn't be surprised if all of Andre's caftans have tiny little holes right here from rubbing elbows with zillions of celebrities throughout his career. We're going to play Have You Met Them? Andre, I want to know if you've met the following people. If you have, tell me something you remember about them. Did you ever meet Jackie O?
Yes, at a party. At one of the Costume Institute galas in a black Valentino dress, and she was enigmatic like the Mona Lisa painting in the Louvre. You couldn't really get a read off her. She was kind of
okay.
Glacial, ice queenie, okay? Glacial.
Have you
glacial.
Ever met a pope? Have you ever met a pope?
I met the pope, the one that's ailing now, the pope. I didn't meet him at the Vatican. I met him in Germany at Gloria von Trenitalis' house. The pope who is the brother of a pope, the one that resigned and the new pope took over his place, but he's ailing, he's in ill health. I met him at a dinner, a Christmas dinner. What do you want to know about him? He was very silent. He was very, very silent. Very silent.
Have you ever met, what about Queen Elizabeth? Have you ever met her?
Oh, I would have loved to have met her, but I've never had the opportunity to meet her. Oh my goodness, that would be my dream.
Have you ever met Barbara Streisand?
Oh no, but I hear she's a big fan of mine, but I really would love to meet her one day. She's one of my favorite muses and icons.
Did you ever meet Elizabeth Taylor?
Oh yeah, many times. One time at Elsa Peretti's house in the middle of the heat of the summer, she came for a Saturday night around 11:30. This is when she was dating that senator, Mr. Warner.
Yes,
she walked in. She walked in with a beautiful black caftan and it was hot. So she went straight to the balcony and I went on the balcony and she sat down with one of the guests and she came, by the way, with her Jack Daniels in her hand. She had a bottle of Jack Daniels whiskey in her hand. And the second time I met her was when I did a photo shoot with her for Vogue with Herb Ritts, the late Herb Ritts, in Los Angeles. The shoot was meant to start at 11 a.m. in the morning. Elizabeth Taylor arrived at 4:15 in the afternoon. We constantly had these calls from her house. Miss Taylor has just gotten out of the hair sink. She's about to leave the house immediately. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. We are sitting down for lunch at 4, Herb and I and his team. Good old fried chicken. Those are the days we ate fried chicken. I had a drumstick in my mouth. The doors to the studio opened. There was the great, glamorous Liz Taylor in a bottle green Chanel sweater. Gloria Vanderbilt jeans, like sausage cases, squeezed into that little thigh-high disco boot. And she opened the door, and I had a drumstick in my mouth. And this is what she said. The doors open like Loretta Young. You remember your Loretta Young show? You have to look and scan the whole outfit. Yeah. She didn't say, good afternoon, everyone. I'm sorry I'm late. I feel like that's what she said. And she came over to the lunch table and she said, give me some of that fried chicken.
Wow. Okay. Last up, did you ever meet Muhammad Ali?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for indulging me. Andre, we got a question for you. Lizzie E. wants to know if you think the culture at Vogue is really going to change after Anna Wintour's statement of the magazine not finding enough ways to elevate and give space to Black creators.
I think it's really going to change. I think it's going to be a positive change. I already see the change. It's every issue is full of Blackness, and I think it's a very good move. I think it was a great statement she made. I think it's going to really change for the better.
Ashley, Emily M. wants to know if Michael has gotten better at splitting parenting duties or if you're still looking after Dean a majority of the time.
Well, since I stopped breastfeeding, Michael is definitely able to be more involved. He feeds the baby, takes care of the baby, and he's the fun parent. So in actuality, I'm second string now. I might as well just fade into the background. Yeah.
All right. It is time tonight's installment of
This Day in Bravo History.
All right, in Bravo's 40 years, we have met many incredible women, but one of the most beloved was the Real Housewives of Miami matriarch, Mama Elsa. Please enjoy this Mama Elsa moment from the season 2 premiere, which aired on this day 8 years ago.
All the time he was in the closet, you know how he hides.
Why do you dress him like a girl, Mom?
What do you mean?
Leopard isn't for a boy dog, it's for a girl dog.
Don't you know that he likes to be a girl? Why do you think he's hiding in a closet for?
Oh, my God. We miss you, Mama Elsa. You're amazing. I want to thank Ashley and Andre for being here. Tomorrow night, we're on right after Below Deck with Aisha and Rob. Everybody, get Andre's book. It is so great. Watch our after
show on
Twitter
Live. Thank you, Andy. Thanks for reading it. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
All right, it's the after show with Ashley Darby and Andre Leontali. Andre's book is The Chiffon Trenches. It's a great memoir.
Thank you.
Andre, Billy G wants to know your favorite thing about Karl Lagerfeld's cat, Chopette.
Ooh, that's a difficult one. I don't think, I never met Chopette. I never really saw Chopette in the flesh, but I know Chopette got Cartier diamonds. Carl used to give her Cartier and Van Cleef necklaces from the 20s and the 30s, very expensive. And Chopette, the best thing I can remember is that he spoiled the cat. The cat had his own doctor, his own nurse, nanny. The cat flew with him everywhere, and he loved Chopette. I mean, he had recommended I get a cat, and I said, no, thank you. I never met Chopette, Charlie.
Ashley, Javi C. wants to know why you think Karen continues to not know Wendy when they sit on the same board together.
Well, Karen actually went to Instagram and explained that they've never been in person together, that they may have been on like email chains and maybe conference calls, but Karen makes it abundantly clear that she never actually met Wendy face to face.
Ashley, Savannah B wants to know if you think Monique was actually sleeping as Candace was leaving.
You know, I know Monique was trying to get that Oscar there, but we all know girlfriend was not asleep. She was wide awake, okay? I mean, I was waiting for her eyes to start fluttering. I was like, Mo.
Andre, Stephen D wants to know if you plan to see The Devil Wears Prada when it comes to Broadway.
Oh. Yes. Yes, I would. Yes. But who's going to play the, who's going to play the Meryl Streep role?
I do not know the answer to that.
Well, I would love to see it. I would definitely go. I will most assuredly go.
Who do you think should play Meryl Streep? Who's going to play you and who should play Meryl? Patti LuPone?
The Meryl Streep role. Actually, Renee Zellweger or Jennifer Jason Leigh for the Meryl Streep.
Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Ashley Lindsay P wants to know if you've ever seen Karen get as drunk. What?
You asked who would play me. Who would play me, Andy? You asked the question, who would play me in the Broadway show?
I'm trying to think.
Well, let me tell you who I would suggest. Can I say who I would think should be me? Billy Porter. Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a great, oh my God, that's the greatest idea.
Yeah.
Great.
That's really good.
Yes.
By the way, was Stanley Tucci's character in the movie kind of an amalgam? Was he meant to be like an amalgamation of you or no?
No. Listen to me.
No.
I'm going to put some shade shoulders up. My shoulders are going up. First of all, they came to me at Vogue and wanted me to audition for this part, Stanley Tucci. And I said, I have a day job. It's called I'm at Vogue. No. Get out of here. They came to me at Vogue on the floor. Surreptitiously. I said, get the hell out of here. I got a day job. It's called Vogue. And then Mr. Tucci, oh no, he was supposed to be me, but that was not me, dear. No. Not big enough.
Ashley, Lindsay P wants to know if you've ever seen Karen get as drunk as she did in tonight's episode.
Yes. Karen. She, back in the days of our early friendship, Karen used to drunk dial me in the afternoon, and we would have some funny little kiki moments. She is hysterical, and I'm glad she's finally letting loose and letting everybody else see.
Yeah, she's very open this season, I have to say. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Andre, last question. Jordan T said that she was so moved by your comments on the significance of Meghan Markle's royal wedding for black women. What's your take on Meghan and Harry leaving their royal duties?
That the jury is still out on that because it's too soon to make comments. They've just gotten out and they just got a home. But I think it was too soon to, the jury's still out. I do think they represent modernity. The modern mixed family. I love the mixed family, the modern family, you know. I think the jury is still out. I don't want to answer that until, you know, something comes of their Netflix deal or something, et cetera, et cetera. But I like them both. Like them both.
Okay, I want to thank Andre. The book is The Chiffon Trenches, a memoir. You can read it. You can listen to it on audio. It's fantastic. You can see Ashley all season long, Sundays at 9 on The Real Housewives of Potomac. Congratulations again, Ashley, and thanks for coming tonight. For more, click around bravotv.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.